Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be speaking with Captain Steve Blankenship about serving the needs of active military personnel, their families, and our veterans. Captain Blankenship is American Airlines Managing Director of Veterans Initiatives. Welcome to the podcast, Captain Blankenship. The first question that I'm going to ask you is to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Dr. Val, it is great to be here. I just got to tell you and your listeners, I have the best job in the world. As Managing Director of Veterans Initiatives, I am blessed with the privilege to have a full-time job that does nothing but take care of our military and our veterans. And being a veteran myself, 20 years in the United States Coast Guard, enlisted in 1970 and retired as a commissioned officer in 1991 when I was hired to fly for American Airlines. And also my first 8 years in the Coast Guard, I was a helicopter rescue crewman doing search and rescue out of Miami, Florida. At that time in my life, I thought I had the best job in the world, and for a 21 to 27-year-old, I probably did. We did some wonderful life-saving events and drug interdiction. Went to school on and off for 6 years and ended up in Yorktown, Virginia in officer's candidate training. And then immediately in 1980 went to Navy flight training. The Coast Guard sends all their guys through Navy flight training. In 1991, as I said, I was hired by American Airlines, and I flew for them for 14 years. And in 2004, I went to work for management and started our Veterans Initiatives program shortly thereafter.
Now, American Airlines has focused on supporting children's initiatives. I wondered if you could tell me a little bit about Operation Iraqi Children and also Snowball Express.
Yes, I would love to dive into those two initiatives that we're profoundly proud of. But I think to lay the landscape and the background here is, you know, we have a host of individuals and children who have never worn the cloth of our nation, but have paid the ultimate price, and that's losing a mom or a dad in war defending our freedoms. So as a corporation, as a company, and as individuals of and employees of our great company, American Airlines, over 80,000 strong of us, you know, our hearts go out to these unsung heroes in our mind, again, because they paid a price of freedom too. And each and every day they're without a mom or a dad for the rest of their life, they will be paying that price of freedom. So we're particularly drawn to be focused on supporting children's initiatives. One of the things we're profoundly proud of, again, is Snowball Express. This year, Snowball Express is coming to Dallas-Fort Worth, and that's where we actually take airplanes. So last year we took six. We're taking more airplanes this year to fly all around the nation and pick up these children and their mom or dad, the remaining parent, and fly them for three fun-filled packed days where they can just be together, have friends, have fellowship, and enjoy being a kid. And we do this during the holidays when that is particularly a hard, hard time for many of these families because they've lost a loved one. It typically happens in November, so that's when we do it. And the other operation that we just did, and we're looking at how we can do it next year, is Operation Iraqi Children. And, of course, Gary Sinise founded this organization. And in April, we took over 25 tons of cargo from the United States, stopped in Germany, and actually landed in Kuwait and transferred not only the cargo, educational materials for the children in Iraq, but also entertainment packages for our troops in Iraq. It was kind of a multi-pronged task force where we had a big 767 airplane, and we loaded it up with all the people, all the cargo we could possibly put in it, and went across the pond and said thank you to our troops, and actually provided, handed our troops individually wrapped, over 10,000 individually wrapped educational packets for the children. And it's extremely important to understand that these troops are out in the communities, that they do more than just shoot guns and try to establish democracy over there. What they're really doing is building their social networks with the different villages and finding areas where the people in Iraq need help. And one of the places, of course, they do is their educational system. So Gary Sinise combined with American Airlines, we rolled in and we put our commitment. We're good at hauling people and we're good at hauling cargo, and that's exactly what we did, Doctor. We went into Iraq and handed out to 10,000 individual packets to the troops so they could hand deliver them to the children in the schools. We're just really, really proud of that.
That's wonderful. That's really a touching story. You know, I was also interested in American Airlines' support of the iBot mobility system for wounded veterans. I wondered if you could tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, yes, Doctor, in case your listening audience doesn't know, the iBot is actually a robotic device. It's more than a wheelchair. It actually lifts a human payload. This was invented by Dean Kamen. Everyone knows about the Segway. That's a two-wheel gyro-stabilized device that runs around the malls, and you see police on it in D.C. and around the nation. Actually, the Segway was an offshoot, a fallout from 10 years of investment, millions of dollars, and lots of time by Dean Kamen to develop this iBot mobility system. And actually, if you've never seen one of these things, they're phenomenal. They climb chairs. I'm sorry, they climb stairs. They try to avoid the chairs. They have gyros and computers and laser-guided gyros that actually provide stability. They will lift the occupant to eye level. And previously talking to you, you've been around people that were incapacitated and had to live their life in a wheelchair. And just imagine them being able to be raised to eye level to have a decent conversation with you brings a quality of life. We have stories of these wounded warriors coming back, and for the first time they will walk down the sidewalk with their wife is when they receive an iBot mobility device. The first time they can actually reach up. How we got involved with this was basically a grassroots initiative that started in Lakeway, Florida, when a local group of patriots down there heard about the iBot mobility device and raised funds over $75,000 to buy three of them. Individuals write checks for these. Corporations write checks for these. We had a recent event out in California with the Young Presidents Organization, and over a period of time, they've raised over $700,000 to buy these iBot mobility devices for our wounded warriors.
That's wonderful. So you told me a little bit about Operation Iraqi Children and the Snowball Express and the iBot mobility system. I wonder, what are some of the other initiatives that American Airlines is involved in that you're proud of at this point?
Well, we fly wounded warriors on charters. We'll take one of our airplanes and fly to Brooks Army and pick up seriously wounded warriors and their families and take them to Disney World and Orlando. We have two Yellow Ribbon airplanes that we're really proud of. These are airplanes that have the yellow ribbon. Everyone remembers Tony Orlando and Tie the Yellow Ribbon welcoming our troops home. That's a symbol of our great airline when we put that yellow ribbon on the tail of our 757, and we have a 737 as well as an American Eagle with a yellow ribbon. And what we do is we fly around the nation and we pick up these wounded warriors and take them to events so they can get out of the hospital, they can get out of their rehabilitative facilities, and just have fun with their families. And Doctor, I think it's important to note that this never really started as a marketing ploy or marketing campaign. This Veterans Initiatives and support for our military as well is at the very spirit and core of our great company. It was never contrived to reach out and sell airline tickets or seats. This really represents who we are as a great company, and in fact goes all the way back to C.R. Smith, our founder, who, by the way, in case you didn't know, Doc, this gentleman actually came up with a design for the DC-3. He was called to active duty in World War II as the Air Logistics Command, a two-star general, and many of our pilots and mechanics actually flew airplanes in the South Pacific under his command and worked on airplanes. And then, as you know, through every major conflict that our country has had, American Airlines has been in a major personnel and logistics support. So we certainly have not distanced ourselves from our heartfelt thanks and appreciation for those men and women that wear the cloth of our nation. You know, we have our servicemen and women and our veterans who go to work each day, and they write a blank check, Doc. And that blank check says, up to the loss of my life, I will serve my country. And we have a profound, utmost, undaunted respect for those men and women who make that degree of commitment. In fact, they give us the very, very freedom to fly our airplanes each and every day, and we have a heartfelt thanks for that.
Absolutely, and I think, isn't it true that about 10% of your employees are actually either active military personnel or veterans?
That's a very good point. We have over 10% of our employees that are, and over 63, probably close to 65%, if not over, of our pilots who are veterans. And, in fact, many of our employees are actually deployed right now on active duty around the world, defending our freedoms and paying the price of freedom each and every day. I guess one of the things that we're really excited about, and I think it's important to note that management really had nothing to do with this. This was a grassroots effort that started around our system. As you know, we're all over the nation and all over the world in our different airports and facilities. But employees have started forming employee resource groups, and it's veterans and military employee resource groups, and that's where they get together and identify needs within their airport, identify needs within their local community, where they can support their local adjacent military bases and facilities. Each year in Dallas, for instance, we have an event called Skyball, and this is where American Airlines opens up a big maintenance facility out in Fort Worth, and hundreds of people show up and are entertained, and there's a big banquet, and there's different speakers, and of course, world-class entertainers. This year we're having Tony Orlando come in, as well as some other keynotes that I can't mention right now because the contracts aren't done yet, but some other keynote speakers and entertainers will be accompanying Mr. Orlando. And the purpose of that, of course, is to raise funds for the local men and women who are having a hard time paying bills because they're deployed, medical needs, educational needs. You write the list of what servicemen and women need, and that's what this Air Power Association does. And American Airlines, of course, is the official airline of the Skyball, and we're very, very proud to do that. In fact, we do events like this all around the nation probably about once, twice a month.
So how can military families and veterans connect with American Airlines services?
Well, it's real simple, and I'll probably regret saying this, but the best way to reach out and touch us is send me an email, and I'll give you that email very clearly and didactically. It's Steve, S-T-E-V-E, dot as in period, Blankenship, B-L-A-N-K-E-N-S-H-I-P, at AA.com. And what me and my assistants will do is we will ferret through those emails and get you to the appropriate place. Oftentimes, we will refer people to legitimate 501c3s. That's nonprofit organizations that we support, that we put our name on, and in fact, we're very, very selective when we do that, of course, that we can endorse if they want to be involved in a local community. A lot of what we do at American with our Veterans Initiative is nothing more than networking. That's connecting the dots, connecting the relationships, and in fact, this initiative has been built solely on our relationships with servicemen and women and those legitimate organizations out here that are supporting those people who support the price of freedom.
And so in closing, Captain, what's the most important thing for the U.S. military and their families to know about American Airlines?
We appreciate their service. Each and every day we go to work, we recognize that the very, very right and privilege we have to operate our airplanes, to haul our passengers, to haul free enterprise, to haul commerce is paid for those men and women who wear the cloth of our nation. And we're continually looking at ways to say thank you. We're continually looking at ways that we can support our men and women when they return home from conflict. We've tried to do the best we can as they transition from military into civilian life as well. We have programs in that regard that we're associated with that we highly endorse. So I guess from the bottom of our hearts, a clear thank you. We have an undaunted commitment to these fine men and women, and I think it's evidenced by all the things that we're doing and continuing to search to do to support our folks in the military and our veterans.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Captain Steve Blankenship, Managing Director of Veterans Initiatives at American Airlines. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.